Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD.com or iHeart, or wherever you happen to download it. A new show every Tuesday. Today is, I think it may be, is today the 4th of July? Tuesday the 4th. I don't know if we'll actually release it today, but if we do, it's the 4th of July, and we're going to talk about high school boys fear looking weak if they report a concussion. What's the solution? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about washing your hands in water, whether cold works as well as hot, and why running and jumping, you wouldn't think jumping is good for your back, but it is. So is running at a certain speed. We'll talk about that. The wellness foreplay issue, less dietary salt is coming from packaged food these days. Is it a fad or a trend? I'm going to tell you, I think we're in a trend towards healthier food, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes. The Ad Omega's number one, drinking non-cow milk. Each cup is linked to a tenth of an inch shorter kids. And the Ad Omega's two, less than a third of women hit their weight gain target in pregnancy. 23% overshoot, 23% undershoot their weight, leading to small kids and maybe malnourishment, 46% overshoot, leading to childhood obesity. Well beyond wellness, minorities are more likely than whites to get low-value health care. We'll tell you what we mean by low-value. Doctors debate the safety of older babies sharing patients' bedrooms. I think we're going to save that for next week. And police violence is linked to increased risk of suicide attempt in the person who had the violence exposed to them. What it means for you, childhood cancer survivors have fewer long-term side effects, and much shorter chemo works for many with colon cancer. And the last story, even moderate drinking may be bad for you and your brain if you're over the age of 60. Let's start with high school boys fear looking weak. And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can, of course, ask us questions. Send them to ageprooflife@gmail.com, ageprooflife@gmail.com. or to UDocs, UDocs@gmail.com, and we'll try and get them answered. Our guest last week, Dr. Anna Usom, talked about fulfilled, how you can become fulfilled. The week before was wonderful with Dr. Islami, who talked about preventing, or how you can prevent, a stroke that is due to a lack of blood flow. And we have great guests coming up. I'm not going to tell you who it is today. You'll have to guess. But it is a good one. So what is high school boys feel looking weak if they have a concussion? Sure, they don't want to look weak to their coach. Oh, I've got a concussion. I can't play. They're afraid if they do that, they'll never get to play again. They don't want to let their teammates down. What's the answer? The answer is a buddy system where one friend is responsible for telling the coach if he thinks his buddy has a concussion. And you don't do it buddy on buddy. You have a chain of buddies rather than one responsible for the other, etc. It works really well if you have a buddy. And when you do that, that resolution is important for long-term playing the sport, as well as for education and knowledge about what a concussion is. I think that's a great solution, buddy. The next story is washing hands in cold water. It does work as well as washing them in warm water. The key isn't the soap, it turns out, or isn't even the temperature of the water. It is the amount of water and the length of time to get those bacteria or whatever you want off your hands. The wellness foreplay, why running may be good for your back. This is very interesting. On treadmill, you have to go at a specific speed. And what's that speed? It's 3.5 to 5.5 miles per hour. If you sprint faster than that, doesn't help the discs in your back or the bones in your hips. If you go slower than that, it doesn't jar it enough. Apparently, your body needs a certain amount of jarring for those discs to be younger and not bulging. That is, in general, runners' discs are larger and have more fluid than the discs of men and women who don't exercise, but you have to do it at that specific speed, 3.5 to 5.5, or do jumping. And that's apparently what it is. Whether you're jumping rope or doing jumping jacks, that jarring increases bone density by stimulating those cells that make more bone called osteoblasts, and somehow stimulates your discs to do better and get more water and to get bigger rather than smaller. So this is really a strange turn of events. I would have never predicted it, and I would have never predicted that there was a specific speed you had to do this at to get the benefit, but you do. You have to generate enough physical force to have healthiest discs. So remember, 3.5 to 5.5, a gentle jog rather than a sprint, or just doing 20 jumps in the morning, 20 jumps in the evening. Recently, and this is the next story, so I want to break it up. Recently, we've heard that food, that is prepared food and fast food, is getting healthier. And it appears to be. And one of the things that's happening is they're putting less sodium in it and less frying of it. They're doing all kinds of things to make it healthier for you. And it's an 18% reduction in salt in prepared foods over the last 15 years. So that's from 2000 through 2014. Analysis, less 18% over those 15 years, 18% less or less salt in the prepared food. This is a really curious one. I called it the odd omegas. Why? Because it relates to non-cow milk, which often is almond or cow milk, or I'm sorry, almond or walnut milk. Walnut milk and some of the omega-3, in fact, walnuts are the only ones with omega-3, and unfortunately, almond has even omega-6 in it. But in any case, these are non-cow milk. And what happened in this study of over 5,000 people is they looked, and I don't know how they did this, but they just analyzed their height. That is, they had self-reported height and weight, and they looked at their height. And what happens is, for everyone, and these were an average three-year-old kid, so it's not like you could lie on the form. They were medical records. And what happened is, for every cup a day of non-cow's milk they had, they were 0.15 centimeters, or roughly a tenth of an inch shorter than the average of their peers. And you say, well, was this done by the Milk Council or something? And the answer is no, the study wasn't done by them. But it does show that it may be something in cow's milk, whether it's growth hormone or something else, that increases your growth and your height. Obviously, if you know me, I didn't get whatever it is in cow's milk when I was having cow's milk as a kid that helped. The next study is called the odd omegas 2. Less than a third of women hit their weight gain during pregnancy. The importance of weight gain and weight target is that your children apparently have a very important period where their brain and their body sets itself up for the rest of life based on your pregnancy weight and your pregnancy weight gain. So if you're obese, you want to gain 15 to 25 pounds according to the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology. If you're normal weight, you want to gain 25 to 35 pounds. If you're frail and thin, you want to gain 35 to 45 pounds. But it turns out that roughly 50% of women gain more than they should, and roughly 23% of women gain less than the bottom number that they should. Both expose the kids. The gaining more weight exposes the kids. They're much more likely to be obese as adults, and if they don't get enough, their worrisome thing is lack of brain function and some other functions as you get older. So important, and the importance is that your take home is follow the guidelines. If you're pregnant, encourage your daughters or granddaughters to, if that's what you have going forward. The next study is one on doctors debate the safety of older babies sharing patients' bedrooms. I'm not going to go in that. We'll do that as an evergreen sometime later. I don't feel I have enough knowledge about this subject to be able to discuss and give you recommendations, that is take-homes. So forgive me that I'm not giving you a take-home on this. Minorities are more likely than whites to get low-value health care. What do you mean by that? It is minorities, whether they're in great hospitals or in poor hospitals, get more procedures done to them that aren't indicated and get fewer of the indicated procedures than Caucasians or Asians. Why is this for Hispanics and African Americans? Well, it's kind of a double jeopardy, right? They get more of what they shouldn't get and less of what they should get. And the answer was, we don't know why this occurs, but what it means is you need an advocate, and you need that whether you're a minority or a majority population, because we all need advocates when we're in the hospital to watch out for us, and this is a really important thing to do, is to watch out for one another, but really to follow up, is this procedure indicated? You know, when we wrote You the Smart Patient, you should get that book, You the Smart Patient, because it goes through what you should do if you ever need medical care to make sure you get optimal care. And one of the things is have an advocate, have a set of questions written down, and ask your doctor those so that you know what's happening to you and why they're doing it. Why am I getting this test? What will this test change? What will a positive result on this test do? What will a negative result of the test do? What will you do in response to those test results? So really question so you don't get tests and other procedures that aren't indicated. And also when you've got something, ask why they're not doing it. Go the other way to make sure you get appropriate care. Police violence is linked to increased risk of suicide attempt. This is very interesting because of how great it is. This was 172 participants who were victims of some form of police violence. Either they had seen what was going on violently, or they themselves had violence done to them, a victim of police violence. If you were a victim, you increase your risk of suicide fourfold. Not double it, not triple it, but increase it fourfold. To me, that's just amazing. And this was not a small study, 172 individuals. We'll see what happens long term. Much shorter chemo works for many with colon cancers. You want to ask your doc about this. So rather than the usual 6-month routine, this study tested cutting the regimen and the time of care in half, and the outcome, the 5-year survival rate, was no different between the two groups, with obviously you're having much less time away from work and pain and an easier recovery, having only half as much chemo as was standard at the time. The last study I want to get into is even moderate drinking might be bad for the brain, for aging brains. So this is a study looking at 3 decades of records from 527 British civil servants, that is, people who work for the British government, who are part of a long-running health study. These are largely white middle-class men who've been studied for now, I think it is, a little over 30 years. When they started, they were on average 43. Even having a glass and a half of wine a day diminished their ability to do certain areas of memory and especially language frequency. So they forgot words, they weren't as fluid with the language they usually used. It happened disproportionately in those people who had a drink a day. They don't say whether they ruled out Alzheimer's patients or not, but that's the message is, as you get older, be careful about drinking too much. It may wipe out your brain cells. What do we know helps your brain? Managing stress, doing physical activity, getting DHA, 2 baby aspirin a day, avoiding the snake oil foods, simple sugars, simple carbohydrates, added syrups, red meat, or things with carnitine lecithin, choline, like red meat, soft cheeses, and egg yolks. Basic message is you get to actually control your genes to a large amount, and that can keep your brain healthier than it would otherwise be. We wrote about it in Age Proof that Gene Chatsky and I put out about 6 months ago. So you can still get a fresh copy of Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip. And I've got to tell you, Gene did a marvelous job with that book. You really do want to get it because it teaches you everything you need to think about before, during, and while you're in retirement, but from age really 30 on. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You've been listening to the top medical news of the week and what it means to you. It's not just the news. That wouldn't be any fun. It's what it means to you and what you should do about it, like getting a buddy for your high school friend who, or son or grandson who's playing a sport where concussion is likely, get a buddy to report concussions so that he doesn't get long-term effects of the concussion. That's one of the examples of what we do here. Or why you have to run 3.5 to 5.5 miles per hour or do 40 jumps a day to improve your hip thickness and your discs in your back and avoid a painful back or hip fracture. This is Dr. Mike. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD.com or iHeart or wherever you find it. Download us every week and rate us. We need it. We need your feedback. And if you want to ask me a question, ageprooflife@gmail.com, ageprooflife@gmail.com. Hopefully I'll get it, and hopefully we'll be able to respond to your question. Until next week, or until the second half of this, where our great guest is coming up, this is Dr. Mike Roizen. Stay tuned. We have a great guest coming up.